Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. This will be, we'll wrap up our TOTM, our tune of the month, which is the blues, which we spent more than a month on. And we covered a whole bunch of things. I'm really amazed at all the things we covered. I wanted to talk about a couple things. One is show one last thing that I think about, and then let's wrap it up with a final assignment. And we'll spend you guys to spend the week, you know, wrapping it up on your end, and then we'll move on. I know after this, if you're listening at the time that this was created, our next topic is we're going to go nuts on chords and harmony, I think, for a little while. Okay, so the thing I wanted to show you was we talked about at the beginning of the blues, we have the F, you know, it's like an F7 thing. And I said, one way to think of it, it's a stationary dominant chord. So it's kind of a mixolydian sound, right? And that's one way, the way I see it is, you know, a seventh chord, when it's like a mixolydian thing, we can make it into like a one chord, right? If I go, sounds like the end of the tune. I wonder if it would have sounded like the end of the tune 200 years ago. You probably couldn't get away with the flat nine, but I think that's the blues kind of brought in a bunch of that stuff. And I would imagine that Debussy and Ravel and all those guys were doing this stuff way before. Anyway, so there's something other that you can also do with it, because there's other kind of ways to ground a one chord. Like I could do this. So there I grounded, sounds like a one chord, but I put a flat two in it, you know, or a flat nine. It just has that sound. And the song ends. To me, I always say, okay, if that was a song, did it end? And as long as it ends, then it's like a one chord. And when I start off, I can listen to that too. I mean, if I play this, if I go, that doesn't end. This ends. Okay, let's get it back to here. See, now we're back here. We're back there. Now, so we can change that. You know, as one of the lessons I talked about, making the mixolydian sound, and then it turns into an altered sound. And but now watch this. I'm gonna play and watch what happens. One, two. I did when I got back around to the top, I played the G and I got to the C. And I did this, I did this, and I did. And I hit the B. As soon as I hit the B, I had the opportunity to alter the chord. I had the opportunity to alter the chord to make it like a mixolydian sound but with a sharp four. I could make it into a whole tone thing. Watch this. Let's see if I can get there. So there I've made it a whole tone sound, right? That's kind of a cool effect. And then the other thing I could do is, to there, right? And what to me, this always sounds like, if you know tunes, you probably heard this tune. Right? Mona Lisa, what a beautiful song. If you haven't heard it, get on YouTube or iTunes or Amazon and down and buy it or check it out. Check out Nat King Cole singing Mona Lisa. It's unbelievable. So that's the sound. Whenever I hear a horn player go, I know, okay, that's this sound. And I can comp accordingly. Because that's the other thing with all these sounds and things. You have to learn what they are, and you have to learn how to hear them. So when guys are playing, you know what chords to play. Now, one great way to practice this is to kind of stand at your instrument and listen to a blues, play whoever, Sonny Stitt, get a horn player, a trumpet player, so that that's kind of the feature. The sound is like a monophonic sound. Even if there's a band underneath, that'll stand out. And just kind of comp. You don't have to comp like heavy, but just kind of listen, play the chords, and listen to him play. Oh, he just played a flat nine, so I would play this chord. And that'll help you, because all these lines translate into a accompaniment, accompanied chords, and that's what you want to get good at, and you want to be able to hear all that stuff. And okay, he's doing, oh, we're back at the top of the blues, but he just played a B. Wow, flat five. Oh, he's altering it, everything. He's altering the chord early. Okay, so I'll go there with him. Okay, so that's just, that's a pretty advanced tip there. And the last thing we're going to want to do is we're going to want to play ahead and take a couple choruses of a blues. Again, be simple. Just make it work. You could think about some techniques, some things you've learned. You know, maybe you want to play a couple choruses of a blues and then go into the Parker blues. That happens a lot with bands. You'll be playing with a band and you'll take four choruses of a regular blues, and all of a sudden, like I said in one of the lessons, you'll hear a guy will play this. He'll play a major seventh, and you know it's coming. Here comes the Parker blues. And you'll play that. So just do it. I think if you take a couple choruses, you play a head in, you take a couple choruses. I think if you can make it, at first you should make sure you can make your line work monophonically without accompaniment. Then if you want to stick some accompaniment in and a couple choruses later, fine. But make your sculpture now, make your piece, and at least, even if you don't want to share it with us, which I wish you would, if you record it and save it, then at least you've done it. You've studied the blues, you did a final project, and you know, you can kind of wrap it up. And by applying all that stuff and working on a final piece, you're kind of bringing it all together in your brain so that you'll remember it, and you're already working at bringing it to the front and bringing it into your playing, and that'll help you a lot. Okay, so hope that was helpful, and I'll do a couple courses. I'll do my final.